A bus driver has been sacked after shocking CCTV emerged of him repeatedly punching a passenger who spat on him. Dennis Eccles, 61, had reached the end of his route and was due to have a break when he tried to wake a sleeping 23-year-old Ethan McKinney. McKinney, who wouldn't budge, eventually pulled himself up from the seat, but on his way out of the doors, spat on the driver. Eccles then reportedly lost it, he told police, in the incident which took place in Seattle in the US on November 18th. He allegedly struck McKinney a number of times with an 8-pound rubber wheel block, repeatedly punching him on a bench next to the bus. The entire incident was caught on camera. Both of the men have been charged with fourth-degree assault, the Seattle Times reports, and Eccles was fired earlier this month. Swansea have been tasked with overcoming Napoli in the last 32 of the Europa League, while managerless Tottenham will come up against former manager Juan de Ramos after being drawn to face the Ukrainian side Dnipro. Swansea's draw means a return to these shores for the former Liverpool and Chelsea manager Rafael Benitez, under whom Napoli sit third in Serie A and were unlucky not to reach the last 16 of the Champions League, having finished on 12 points in a group also containing Borussia Dortmund and Arsenal. Benitez won the Europa League while in charge of Chelsea last season. Having sacked Andre Villas-Boas on Monday following their 5-0 home defeat to Liverpool, there is a certain irony to Spurs being matched up against Ramos. He was in charge of Tottenham for just under a year from 27th of October 2007 before being sacked with the club bottom of the Premier League in the 2008-09 season, having taken only 2 points from their opening 8 matches. In breaking news, an industry source has highlighted what might be the North America sales figure for the Wii U during November. Speaking to Nintendo World Report this week, a source noted that the Wii U console sales for the month were around 230,000 units, despite the launch of the much-anticipated and critically acclaimed multiplayer platforming fest Super Mario 3D World. It is, however, a far greater sales figure than Nintendo had from April to September, which was a dire 460,000 units worldwide.